Matthew chapter 21, chapter 21. Matthew chapter number 21. And if you drop down to verse number 17 with me, verse number 17 says, "He left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Let's pray. Father, thank you this evening. We have the blessed privilege to hold in our hands the Word of God. We know all around this world there are people that do not have it. Many, many of them don't have it in their language and have no access to it. So, Lord, it even makes us more appreciative, and we're thankful. We pray that you might bless us from it tonight. Give us understanding, and that you might be glorified in Christ's name. Amen. Interesting text we find here. He comes to a fig tree. Now, normally a fig tree will put its fruit on before its leaves. It's in opposition of many trees. And he comes, and there's no fruit there. And he curses that tree, and it withers up. I mean, right in before them. And so then the Lord says, if you have faith. He says, listen, if you got faith, you could say to a mountain, be removed, and it'd be cast into the sea. I mean, really stop and think about it. How many of you believe that if you said to this mountain, be removed, that it'd be gone? That's interesting, isn't it? And then he says, all things. I want to ask you, how much is all? All. He says, in all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. So he's saying here, whatever you ask him, if you believe him, you will receive it. I find that incredible. God will answer our prayers. So what's the problem that we have in praying? I believe the problem is we do not really believe that he will answer. And that goes into opposition what he has said right here. One must have a deep-seated faith in God's word. One must have a belief and a faith that is solely in God. For we find that there are some revelations from God that would give us this strong confidence. Let's think about just a few. For instance, if we were to pray for the glory of God instead of our selfishness, we might find difference in our prayers. If you turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 19, let's look at something. 2 Kings chapter 19. We find the Assyrians have come down against Israel. And the king had received a letter basically telling him to give up. And it says in verse 14, "And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods in the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Now, is he praying selfishly? Partially, he's asking for deliverance. But as he is praying, he is asking God to do this that his glory might shine forth, that God would get the credit for it. And we find as a result of this prayer, 185,000 men die in their sleep. Out of Sennacherib's army, that's how many died in their sleep that night. And that army was defeated. Now, he sought deliverance, not so much for self, though that was true, but for God's glory, that God might get the glory from it. I see something very similar as Joshua had been defeated by the members of Ai. If you go back with me to Joshua and chapter number 7, Joshua chapter number 7, and we drop down to verse number 6. They had been smitten by the inhabitants of Ai. And it says in verse 6, and Joshua rent his clothes, fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide. He and the elders of Israel put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us in the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, shall environ us about around and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? It's interesting to me, though he is asking for deliverance for self, he's concerned about the glory of God. If you and I, when we pray, though it might be for selfish reasons, something that is a deliverance for ourselves, if we are praying and seeking for that, that God might get the glory, we might find ourselves in this position that all things, whatsoever we ask, God will answer and God will bring the deliverance that's needed in our lives. Interesting. I look at the Lord's Prayer. And his example of prayer, maybe you ought to say, in Matthew chapter 6. And that prayer starts out, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Now the word hallow is really the first objective, it seems to be, in that great prayer. And to hallow means to make holy. And if you and I were concerned about making God's name holy, making God have the glory from it, we might find ourselves in the position of prayers being answered. If God gets the glory, does it not seem incredibly true that he's going to answer? But far too often we pray just selfishly without thought of the glory of God, without thought of he receiving the praise that is due him. We can have confidence that he will answer our prayers for us when we are willing to give and want to give him the glory. Give him the glory. What's going to help us have this strong confidence to know that whatever we ask, that he's going to hear us? Well, one is, shouldn't we pray for his glory, not necessarily our selfishness? Pray that he might get the honor. Secondly, I would inject this. It would be great if we would understand and learn that if we pray in his will, he's going to answer. Does that not make sense? Think about it. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence. That's another word for faith, really, that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Now, you parents here, if you wanted to give your child something and they came and asked you for it, isn't that a good sign you're going to answer their request? You already wanted to give it to them. And so it's good for us to find out, what is it that God wants that we can ask for it? Find out what He wants, ask for it, and He will deliver to you. I've used this illustration many times, but allow me to do once more. We know that it is His will that all men be saved. We know that from two verses, but listen to this in 1 Timothy 2:4. It says, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth?" That's God's will. That's what He wants. He died for everybody in the world. He wants everybody to be saved. We know that it's His will. So if you and I, knowing it is His will, have somebody on our heart that's not in the will of God, they're not saved, if we prayed for them, would God work in their heart? I believe so. I believe so. And sometimes we get kind of lax on that, and we kind of give up, and we think, well, God's not going to hear our prayer. We need to understand something, though. We need to understand the person we're praying for has a free will that can override God. But every time you pray for them, I believe God brings some kind of conviction to their soul through some individual, something they've read, something they've watched. God has His ways of doing that. And that's praying in His will. Perhaps you've got a lost relative and you're very concerned about them and you pray they get saved. That's God's will. And we can know that He is going to answer our prayer. I think something else we can know. Does God want us to have our needs met? Oh, I think so. I like what the psalmist said in chapter 37. He says, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread." I believe it's His will that our needs be met. And so we come again to the Lord's Prayer, and what's He tell us to pray concerning our needs? Give us this day our daily bread. If God has told us to pray that way, it must be His will, and He must be one who's going to answer that. I mean, most of us, we look in the mirror, we can tell God has taken care of us. And we carry around a little more than perhaps we need to carry around. But God is good in that. I believe there's another thought. When we think about this, God wanting to answer our prayers, that is praying with others. Praying with others. You remember what it says in Matthew 18:19? He says, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that ye shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." And so we get with a brother in Christ and we pray about the very same thing. We've made sure we're in the will of God. We're confident of that, and we pray together. Wow. But here's the problem with that. Far too often, we are prideful to ask others to pray with us. Or we'll ask them to pray for us, but I'm talking about praying with us. And oftentimes, we're afraid that they will laugh at how we talk to God. We're fearful that they won't think that we have spiritual kind of words. Listen, I know and you know that we're not going to pray, "Oh, omnipotent God, full of wonder and grace." You probably don't pray that way. It's probably much simpler than that. But we get prideful in this area. And I believe sometimes, too, we fear man more than God. And so we need each other. We need those times where we pray with each other, where we can bear our hearts one to another and allow God to just use our prayers together. Does God want to answer our prayers? Yeah. He said that whatever we asked for, He'd answer. But we don't believe it. But if we would be praying, seeking His glory, if we'd be praying, wanting His will to be done, if we be praying with others, do we not have promises from the Word of God that suggest to us that we will get our answers? By all means. I think of one other thing here, and I put it down this way: pray in righteousness. If you're praying, you're living unrighteously, it's probably not going to work. But think about this. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another. By the way, that's not your sins. There is a difference. And pray one for another that ye may be healed. But this is what I want you to see. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And when you and I are living the way we should, listen, we have a prayer need comes along, and we got to spend 5 minutes asking God to forgive us of all these things so we can be right with God, and the opportunity's gone. And so we need to be with God, in a sense, all the time. And so our prayers become effectual. And he talks about it being fervent. It's something that's dearly wanted and longed for in our lives. Praying in righteousness. Does God want to answer all our prayers? That's what he told us in Matthew. All things, if we would believe. Our problem is belief. But if we'd stop and think about some of these things and realize that if we're praying for God's glory, if we're praying in His will, we got some more promises, and that's going to help our belief system, I believe. By the way, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And so when we hear this from the Word of God, we understand these things. Do we not have a closer idea of faith and belief that God will answer? I've seen God answer some things I didn't think could happen. It's been tremendous. By the way, the last 3-4 months, let me just go back about a month ago. As you know, we have a number of folks who have never came back because of COVID. And sometimes I wonder if they'll ever come back. I hope so. But as I stop and consider that, I thought to myself, well, praise God. I put them in their own little section on my prayer list as my target. And I thought to myself, well, praise God. I have something to ask for. And so God lays one of those specifically on my heart. And I will pray for them more that week. And when it's happened, I see them show up almost every time. It's been amazing. It's been fantastic, to tell you the truth. I haven't got to the spot where I can pray for all of them at once and have the same fervency. But what a magnificent God we have. Does God want them to be here? Yeah. So we pray it in the will of God. Will it bring glory to God? Most likely. Most likely. And then we can always join together in prayer. Some people never want to pray with others because they, how can I say it, too bashful, maybe ashamed even, don't want others to know their heart. And that's, I don't think, a good thing. And so you and I could, we can mend our hearts together and go to God and seek Him. Marvelous it is. And of course, then we pray in righteousness. It's not going to work too well if we're living in sin. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank you that we can have our prayers answered. Thank you, O God, that we have these promises and we know that there are more. And we just thank you for each and every one. We pray that our hearts might really come to believe you. in this matter of asking for all things. Lord, we realize it's not to consume upon our lusts, because that's not to bring you glory. That's for our glory. Help us understand that it is not just something we want, but something that you want. God, work in our hearts. Bless in the few moments we have left tonight, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.